The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Once a Muslim passenger boarded a flight, and when he reached the seat that was assigned to him, he found an elderly woman sitting in the next seat and reading a Bible. The man was very furious, and he called the attendant and said that he wanted another seat and he is not going to sit near an infidel reading a Bible. The attendant tried to make him understand, but he was demanding for another seat, for which she replied that she would try to see if there is any vacant seat. She went around and found no vacant seat and came back and told him, "Sir, there is no vacant seat, and therefore you will have to sit on this seat." But he said he would not sit there near an infidel. Then she went around again and found that there was a seat vacant in the business class, and came and told him, "There is a seat in the business class, but I cannot give it to you unless Captain says so." He said he was ready to give any amount of money to get that seat in the business class. The flight attendant went to the captain and reported the matter. After a while, she came back, smiling at him, and said, "Sir, there is a business class seat, but the captain says that he will not give it to you," and then told the woman who was sitting quietly and reading the Bible, "Ma'am, could you please get up, gather your bag, and move up higher to the business class seat?" Everyone in the flight clapped their hands, approving the decision of the captain. The readings of today speak to us that every person who humbles will be exalted, and anyone who humbles, exalts, or makes himself greater than others will be humbled. The first reading taken from the book of Sirach reminds us that the greater we become, the humbler should we be, so that we can find favor with God. Ben Sirach writes, "Conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts." He instructs us to be honest about ourselves and to become conscious of our own limitations, acknowledging our true position before God as creatures and sinners. The second reading, taken from the letter to the Hebrews, gives another reason for us to be humble, presenting to us as our example, our model, Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, who humbled himself, taking the form of human flesh, and living our lives that he might die to save us, and thus become a mediator between us and God. And in the gospel today, Jesus advises us not to be proud, thinking of ourselves better than others. Rather, in humility, acknowledge that all we are is by God's grace. We are to be thankful to God for all the gifts and show our gratitude by using our talents in the service of others. Striking on the great virtue of humility, we are reminded that to be humble is to be ready to accept who we are, with our talents, our abilities, our limitations, and our weaknesses, and to acknowledge what we have, that everything we have is a gift from God, and therefore we have no reason to elevate ourselves above others. On the contrary, we must use these God-given gifts to help others, opening our hearts, minds, and hands to the poor, the needy, and the marginalized people in our society. True humility requires us neither to overestimate or to underestimate our own worth. Humility does not imply denying our gifts or not sharing our talents with others. Humble people do not deny their gifts and talents. Rather, they appreciate their gifts and talents and are thankful to God for them. Just as Jesus challenged his fellow guests in the parable, he challenges us. He invites us to change our social patterns in such a way that we connect with the homeless, the handicapped, the elderly, the impoverished, and the abandoned, thus building up the kingdom of God, serving them with our God-given gifts. Mother Teresa was a great example of one who accepted this challenge in humility. She humbled herself in such a way as to identify herself with those rejected by the society. She exhorted her novices always not to have false humility by denying gifts God has given them. She said, "If I try to make myself as small as I can, I will never become humble. Rather, I need to make myself as tall as I can, acknowledging God's gifts." C.S. Lewis said, "True humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less." Humility in action is living as Jesus lived, not for ourselves, but for others. Both pride and false humility are self-deceptions which blind us to follow this path that Jesus has shown. Pride makes us self-centered and so full of ourselves and our own importance that there is no place for God and for others in our lives. Saint Augustine said, "Humility is so necessary for Christian perfection that among all the ways to reach perfection, humility is first, humility is second, and humility is third." And he added, "Humility makes men angels, and pride makes angels devils." And Saint Bernard says, "Pride sends man from highest elevation to the lowest abyss, but humility raises him from the lowest abyss to the highest elevation." Through the parable, Jesus is inviting us to become both a guest and a host at the same time. We are to be God's guests, humbly and gratefully acknowledging all the gifts and privileges God has given us as his sons and daughters. And as hosts of God's people, we are to make use of all the gifts and talents God has given us to serve others, particularly those less privileged who cannot repay us. After all we have done, we are to humbly say, "We are mere servants. We have done nothing more than our duty." And no doubt we will hear the Lord saying to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's happiness."
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things,